Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for December 17th, 2023 is based on Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55 and Luke chapter 1, verses 67 to 80. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon is based on our Advent sermon series, How Does a Weary World Rejoice? And the sermon is entitled, We Sing Stories of Hope. The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Then his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hands of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day he appeared publicly to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God, the source of love, peace, and joy. Amen. Our Advent series, entitled How Does a Weary World Rejoice, follows this Jesus birth narrative as told in the book of Luke. And even in the midst of this joy-filled narrative, we encounter people who sometimes feel isolation and fear and disbelief. The hope is that this series will help us acknowledge the weariness of our lives, while also seeking real and daily moments of joy. If I were a rich man, yaddle deedle diddle digga digga deedle diddle dum, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yaddle deedle diddle digga digga deedle diddle dum. All day long I'd biddy biddy bum, yaddle deedle diddle diddle man. Well, do you ever get that feeling? That feeling where your emotions are so high that you can do nothing else other than to just break out in song? Well, that's one of the critiques that I've heard from people about why they don't like musical theater. They claim that no one just breaks. You don't like musical theater? Or you like to break out in song? Yeah. They claim that nobody just breaks out into song in real life. And yet, in our two readings today from Luke, we have two different people who break out into song when their emotions are running high. Was it about the music? What is it about music that makes it so easy for us to attribute feelings or emotions to a song? In the song that I just sang here at the beginning of the sermon, Tevye from Fiddler on the Roof is so distraught over his finances that he takes a little break from reality to contemplate what life might be like if he didn't have to work so hard for so little. It might still be a song that some people today might be able to connect with. And although some songs are not just for lament, we can also express joy through them. Happiness is two kinds of ice cream, knowing a secret, climbing a tree. Happiness is five different crayons, catching a firefly, setting him free. Happiness is being alone every now and then, and happiness is coming home again. And you're a good man, Charlie Brown. Charlie and his friends sing about the things and the moments in which they find happiness. My guess is that you too have songs in your life that when you hear them either bring a little bit of sadness or lament, or maybe hope and joy. Those are the emotions that we associate with just hearing songs. But what benefit does singing them actually have on us, if any? Well, in an ongoing medical study by the Tenevis Cancer Center in London, England, the Sing With Us study points to the physical and mental health benefits of singing with others. Sing With Us linked singing in the choir to reduced stress hormones and increased cytokines, proteins that can boost the body's ability to fight serious illness. Other studies have found a connection between singing generally lessened anxiety, stimulated memory for those with dementia, increased lung capacity, and an easing of postpartum depression. When we sing, there are real health benefits to our mental health, our quality of life, and our social resilience. Notice that the study doesn't mention how well the people can sing, just that they do. Music has also played an important and major role in the life of the church. From the early songs of praise of Miriam in the Old Testament to the choirs and praise bands we hear today, songs play an important part of our faith. Many people learn some of their core theology, what they believe about God, through the words of the songs that they sing and hear every Sunday at church. And we have core memories and experiences that are tied to even singing certain songs on certain Sundays, like "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God" on, or "Silent Night" on, and so many more. Do you have a church song that holds great meaning for you?
Yeah, I
do. Yeah? Which is your song?
Courage.
Oh, I don't know if I know that one. Yeah. But I'm sure. Do others have songs that they have that mean something to them here at church? Our faith is deeply woven into and through the music we sing. And last but not least, songs can be more than just therapeutic for us in that moment. Songs can give us hope for the future. In our two songs today, first we hear from Mary and second from Zechariah, who have just had very intense spiritual moments. And the only thing they can think to do is to break into song. After receiving a brief glimpse into the life of the divine, into the presence of God, they both sing songs about hope. A hope that they have that God's divine love and power will reign over humanity forever. After being made mute for the past 9 months, when he finally regains his speech, Zechariah sings a song. He sings a song about how God continues to look favorably upon his people and continues to fulfill the promises and prophecies given to the Hebrew people throughout the years. He's grateful and hopeful that the promised Savior is indeed coming soon, and that the Savior will cast down the empires that have been ruling over them unfairly for so long and will allow them to find independence once again. The empires, like in Star Wars, is like that. And if you think that Zechariah's is a pretty radical song, have you ever really looked deeply at the words of Mary's song? After Mary finds out she's pregnant, she flees to her cousin Elizabeth's house, and after Elizabeth calls her blessed for carrying the Son of God as her child, Mary breaks out into the song that we call the Magnificat. Reverend Cecilia Armstrong reflects on the Magnificat in this way. She says, "Mary sings of a new world order based on past experiences with God. Her joy is found in remembering what the world has the potential to be, based on the presence of God in all things. God has shown strength. God has scattered the proud. God has brought down the powerful. God has lifted the lowly. God has filled the hungry. God has helped those who have served God according to the promises made to Abraham. God has already done things that should allow a weary world to rejoice. Mary proclaims this in her song of hope and in the story of justice, joy, and a righteous peace. I've heard it said that Mary's song is really a protest song, a song that protests against the ways of the world and lifts up the countercultural ways of God. It's a song that has powerful words that remind us of the places where we will see God at work, in the lifting up of the lowly, in the feeding of the hungry, and being with those who are suffering. What profound words of praise from Mary, a 12-year-old girl whose entire life has just been turned upside down. As we prepare to enter into this Christmas season, I encourage you to embrace the singing of Christmas carols and songs of praise. I encourage you to reflect on the words and the feelings associated with the songs that you hear and sing. And I encourage you to live out the words we hear in Zechariah and Mary's songs. To trust in a God that loves us so much that God continues to seek humanity throughout time and even came to us in the most unlikely of ways through the life of a baby boy who ends up teaching us the extent of God's love through his life and teachings and actions. As we await that blessed Christmas morning and the eventual return of Jesus and God's full kingdom, let us do as our ancestors before us by continuing to hold on to the hope of the restoration of all things through Jesus Christ by singing about it through our songs of faith. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.